think last week was a real Bronco. They think that 6 weeks of dominant football and who he is. Let's go up and do what we gotta do. This is the hell. This is the hell. This is the hell.
Don't matter what they say about us. Don't matter. We are not who they thought we was, and that's a good thing. Give me what you got. Domination, snot bubbles, glazed eyes, whatever. Let's dominate this thing. Give me love on the
way you want to.
We ain't supposed to be here for
mother's sake.
We ain't supposed to be where we
are.
But I be doggone.
They don't know about our hood, man. They don't know about our hood. Here's the earth. Here's the earth. Let's be fresh. Let's be strong.
Today is about each other. Today is about relentless football. And anything about to touch the football can get knocked out tonight.
Okay, football fans.
Are you ready for some football?
Let's get back to some football.
Yeah, there you go.
And welcome back to NFL Easy Picks right here on KFAM Sports Radio, where it's all at work. We are here week 11, lucky number 11 to some people. And, yeah, let's just get into it. I don't got a banter to do. I mean, you want to follow us on Twitter, at NFL Easy Picks. You could be a part of the show by emailing us at anythingpicks@gmail.com or hashtag NFL Easy Picks. And we'll read your emails, because we don't have any emails this week, but we do got a couple tweets, and we'll get to those later. But I am your host, and what we do is we talk football and blah, 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 blah. Anyway, I am your host, Heavy Set, and like always, as it's been for this season pretty much, we have the Mop Jockey.
You know what?
You know why?
Oh my god, you know what?
You know what?
You bitch!
I wish you would have died in the womb.
I got nothing. That's pretty much it.
And then we have FTW.
Hey, what's up?
Cucumber up your butt?
Nope. What?
Or it's really good as a pickle. I like pickles.
I don't know. Pickles are awful sour. I don't know if I like pickles.
All right.
I like the full cucumber. It's so big and massive, and oh my god, it's so nice.
Anyway, moving on. Why you don't talk about it?
You know what?
You know why?
Come on.
All right, let's get into the fun. Let's go over the picks from last week, and actually, it looks fairly good. Except for, okay, I have audio proof last week. I said the Browns were going to win. Like a fucking dumbass, I clicked the wrong fucking team, and I put Cincinnati. Because of that, if that would have actually happened, us three on this call, on this show, would have been the fucking tied for the lead for the week.
No, because I still had one on Shane.
No, I didn't.
Or FEW.
No, I didn't.
I thought it was one ahead.
No.
Well, 11, we're going out of order
11,
on the 11, show
11,
here.
11-11.
We're going out of order on the show.
Oh, God, don't fucking start that shit.
We're supposed to do how our teams did the previous week.
We'll go whatever order he wants to do it in, because we don't have a set fucking way.
Yeah, I don't have... We do sometimes don't. We'll start with this. Because then...
All right, threw me off a little bit.
Well, I don't care.
Everything throws you off.
Yeah. Don't quit the show now.
Hey, cucumber.
I won't quit show.
Yeah, be cool as a... Never mind.
Fuck off.
But we could actually use this to talk a little bit of how our teams did. I mean, granted, because there's less us to talk about, because one of the matches were two of our teams. And one that I will go on a rant, and I'll try my best to duplicate that I said earlier on a different show. But most of the games, like, everybody got right. Except for, like, the earlier games. On the way it's showing on the screen, it's like... Everything past Atlanta, one person picked Jacksonville, three people picked Carolina, but the rest are right. Everybody picked Atlanta right. Everybody picked Baltimore, Denver, Arizona, Seattle, Green Bay. Those were easier games. And then one person, like I said, picked Jacksonville over Dallas. Dallas won. All but three picked Philadelphia over Carolina. Philly won. Everybody got Pittsburgh wrong.
That was fucking terrible.
Which we can talk about that when we talk about the Thursday game. Other than that, the earlier games are just very spotty. Not right down the middle. There was a couple people that picked Miami to win and Detroit won. While we're here, since, like I said, if it's out of order, fuck it, I don't care. Fuck it, we'll do it live. we'll start with the Eagles and how they did Monday night.
Hey, listen, that defense was firing good. Offense was looking great. Sanchez was really looking good. I'm glad I listened to Mock and give him a chance. If this is the direction the Eagles go with Sanchez at the helm, then I'm all for it. Bring on Green Bay.
I knew you liked Dirty Sanchez.
God damn it. Everything turns into something fucked up with you guys.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, what the fuck? Why are you going to throw us in together?
Yeah. You know what?
Oh, my God. You know what?
Really?
What about the Titans?
They lost to Baltimore. Yeah. Yeah, dude, they suck, dude. They were actually winning that game, and then I heard, like, 15 minutes later they were down by 30. So it's...
And they got a Monday night game this week too.
Oh my God, that could quite possibly be the worst game on television.
I'm hoping for a miracle. I'm not picking the miracle. Yeah, but I'm hoping for that miracle. That'd be awesome.
I mean, I hate to say it, but Pittsburgh plays down to the competition, and it's possible.
Mm-hmm. I'll hold off on the Bears. We'll go to the good part for me. The Browns putting a fucking whooping on the Bengals.
Yeah, that was a whooping.
Yep. Andy Dalton is the worst quarterback in the NFL. Statistically this week, his QBR rating was 4.3. I think
for last week? For the Thursday game? No, it was a 2.
Oh, was it only a 2?
It was a 2.
I saw a 4.3.
Everything that I heard about it was a 2.
I'm pretty sure average is like 80, and he was a 2.
I just don't get, like, you said it when we started doing the show with Heavy about how Cincinnati cannot play on prime time, and I'm like, well, I don't know. But you're right. I mean, every time they play a primetime game, they get the fucking shit beat out of them.
That's why they've never won a playoff game.
And they've got another one coming in 2 weeks.
Damn.
I think they play Pittsburgh in a primetime game.
Ugh.
And they're going to get fucking smashed.
Probably.
Because Andy Dalton.
What's funny is going into that as stats that I didn't know when we did the show, but the Browns haven't had a division road game win since it was the Bengals. I thought it was seven, it might have been eight. Seven was the year they did good. And I actually thought it was that when I heard the stat, it was the year after, like they happened to get a road win. I think it might have been against Cincinnati too. And Cincinnati hadn't lost a home game in X amount of games too. I don't remember the exact number.
Home division game. I think they've lost like non-division games at home, but because they lost to somebody at home earlier this year.
Oh, okay. So okay, a home division game in a couple of years. So that was like it looked like the odds were heavily tilted for the Bengals, and
take into account that it was a Thursday night game.
Yeah, and all that shit went out the window.
And the Bengals can't play because Marvin Lewis sucks. And Andy Dalton sucks.
He's been, what, coached there for 11 years and not one single playoff win?
No. When he first came in, he took over a really bad team and made them almost within a year or two got them to 8-8. And they have been a contender in the division since then, but have not won a fucking game in the playoffs.
Yeah,
it's weird to see that he keeps his job this long without a playoff win. Like, Lovie Smith, when he was with the Bears, I mean, they didn't make it to the playoffs having a great year for, you know, 10-6 is not a bad record, and they still fired him. It's amazing to think he still has his job in Cincinnati.
But the difference with that was the
Bears are a good organization.
The what?
The Bears are a good organization, and then there's the Bengals.
Well, with the Bears, it was Lovie Smith after, I think it was 2 seasons, wins the Super Bowl.
Right.
A handful of years later, they finally made it back to the playoffs and made it to the NFC Championship game. The year
they
after
lost to the Saints that year, right?
No, they lost to the Green Bay Packers in the NFC Championship game.
All right.
I think the Bears normally knock the Saints out. They either knock them out of playoffs or they knock them out of playoff contention. That's happened a couple times. But after that, I think they went 8-8 the year after that, And the year after that was his last year at 10-6. So it was kind of like, okay, you make the NFC Championship game, they gave him a 2-year renewal. Then he went 8-8, so it's like, oh, okay, you know, you got another year, make the playoffs. Granted, 10-6, great record, but guess what? You didn't make the playoffs.
Gotcha.
We're cutting the ties and you have to go. But
Tampa Bay.
Actually, no, he took a year off, and now he's in Tampa Bay. But
well, he's going to be taking another year.
Yeah, that'll be some other time. But going back to the Browns and the Bengals, like I didn't get to watch this one. I got to listen to it. I'm happy for the Browns, but they still have some proving to do to everybody. I mean, granted, the next day after this game, I ordered myself a brand new jersey. Granted, it's a Manziel jersey. But I am very picky on the jerseys that I buy, and they only had 4 players available in that certain way. So I just picked Manziel. It was either that or Joe Hayden. I think Joe Hayden might be the next one, Browns one, that I get. That or I cough up the $300 and I get a personalized one.
Holy hell.
Well, it's worth it.
Oh, yeah, because that way, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'll wear it forever. And yep. I'm not going anywhere. Which, sadly, that's the safest move with the Browns. But I'm really excited of what's going to happen with the Browns. They are way higher than right now than anybody expected them. If I'm correct, it's 5 wins right now.
6.
Yeah, okay, yeah, 6 wins. That's 2 more than they were last year. They're close to at least maybe making a 500, which is great. The best season they've had was 2007, and that was, I think, a 10-6 year. And very similar to the Bears a couple years ago where they missed the playoffs by just a little bit. And that was only that I think the Steelers won the division. The wild card races must have been much closer. I don't remember who, but they just managed to miss it.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, that was the year that New England was like 12-4 and had a wild card spot without Brady.
Yeah, somewhere like that. And I don't know how you like. You want to say how you feel about the Bengals, how they performed, or just you still on that they suck. I mean, granted, me as the Browns, I'm very excited. I'm excited to see what they do. They got Houston this week. We'll get into that one. But I was happy. My week started out awesome.
Yeah, this week started out about what I expected. Maybe a little worse than I expected. But for them to play a Cleveland team that was, what, 30th in run defense and not run the ball at all is bad.
Yeah, that was a bad move.
All right, now let's get into the Bears.
Uh-oh.
I would, to get the rant in full the first time I did it, go to Macho Man Radio. I happen to be on there because they were, when they record on Wednesday nights, those are the best nights for me to show up because a lot of the Tuesday nights I'm doing other shows, unless one of them isn't recording, which I think that's why I was on last week. But I did my rant because they're actually mostly Packers fans, the two guys that run it, and I went off about the Browns. Not the Browns, the Bears. And I'll try to explain this the best that I can and redo it, like I said, the best that I can. But I'm much like any other fan of an out-of-market team. I follow my teams on Facebook and Twitter. I mean, not just like the actual team, like any type of stories, fan pages, whatnot, just so I can keep up to date on these teams. Well, after the game, there was just a lot of criticism for the Bears franchise, a lot of criticism for Jay Cutler, for Mark Trestman, a lot of people. And as an out-of-market fan, as a Cleveland fan, I just want to tell all my fellow Chicago Bears fans to please shut the fuck up. I am getting tired of going online in this short amount of time and hearing all you fucking fans whine that Jay Cutler isn't doing that great. And we need to get rid of Mark Trestman. We need to do this. We need to do that. Quit being spoiled fucking brats. Do you understand what it's like to be a fan of a failed franchise? Cleveland fucking Browns is the poster child of bad franchises. Granted, most Chicago Bear fans are Chicago Cubs fans. But here's the difference. The Chicago Cubs is one team. I'm talking about a whole fucking city of teams. Granted, like I said, you got the Cubs, but you are probably also a Bulls fan. Bulls have won championships. Cavs haven't. You are a Blackhawks fan. We don't even have a fucking hockey team. So you got all the great stuff Blackhawks have done. You still have baseball of the White Sox. We haven't won a fucking World Series since 1948. The last time Cleveland has seen a championship was 1964, and that was the Cleveland Browns. Since then, which the Super Bowl era came after that. Since then, we haven't even made it to a Super Bowl. Meanwhile, on your side in Chicago, the Bears have won one and made it to another one. I am nearly 30 years old, and I have not yet to experience my team to be in the fucking Super Bowl. Hell, not even the AFC Championship game. Granted, they were when I was much younger, but I didn't get to feel it. I didn't get to experience it. Our playoff runs have been shit, and our team within the past 10 years have been atrocious. And what did you have for the Bears? You have, at least in the past decade, you have made it to a Super Bowl. You have had one truly, truly bad season. And that, oddly enough, was in 2007, the year after the Super Bowl run, that the Browns actually finished better at 10-6. Other than that, your franchise isn't that bad. Meanwhile, I've gone through quarterback after quarterback after quarterback, head coach after head coach after head coach. So you have one bad season, two back-to-back bad games, and you want to put Jay Cutler's head on a pole? You want to put Mark Trestman's head on the pole? I have to listen to PTI and hear Michael Wilbon, a guy from Chicago, completely downgrade these two? Fuck you! Fuck you! I have gone through hardship. You have gone through fucking nothing. And if you actually look at some of the stats, which not a lot of people do, I have to get confirmation, but Mark Trestman has the exact same record as Mike Ditka and Lovie Smith in this many games. So why are you hitting the panic button? Jay Cutler is not an elite quarterback. We knew that. He is no better than Eli Manning. Granted, Eli Manning has two Super Bowl rings, but that's because that team was built around him. It was made with a stellar fucking defense, awesome fucking running backs, and awesome wide receivers. Yes, we have Matt Forte, excellent running back. We have some dynamic, dynamic wide receivers. But that fucking defense let Aaron Rodgers, granted, an elite quarterback, throw 6 touchdowns in one half. The defense is not getting it done. The defense is the problem. So don't put Jay Cutler's head on this. Don't put Mark Trestman's head. If there's anybody in this entire franchise that needs to go, it's Mel Tucker, because you had two games back-to-back, and technically there was a bye week in the middle where two teams combined put up 100 points. Granted, they're two of the best quarterbacks, but that shouldn't happen. The Green Bay Packers didn't even punt in the first half. How are you expecting Jay Cutler to get it done when the defense is getting off the field and go, sorry, another touchdown? What the fuck? So going back, Chicago fans, do me a favor, shut the fuck up and let this ride. Things don't change overnight, and if anybody knows that, it's me, a fucking Browns fan. All right, I'm done.
We start applauding? Is there a applause track in there somewhere?
Yeah.
No.
Honestly, you know who needs to lose their job? Whoever the fucking
microphone.
GM is.
Closer to the microphone.
Whoever is the GM needs to lose their job.
I don't know. I think, like, the defensive coach needs to go. Some defensive players.
Though. They don't have any players. Players are in games.
They need to, I mean, check out the free. I don't know who, like, big free agents are going to be coming up or anything, but they need to go after some players because the defense they have and the players that they do have, it's just not the fit for the Chicago defense.
Well, Charles Tillman, one of our big defensive players, got injured this year. Well, yeah, and the rumor is he's going to retire now.
I was going to say, he's at the end of his career anyway. He's past his prime.
Lance Briggs has said he's going to be looking elsewhere next year. But that's the problem. And I put it on when I was on Macho Man Radio last week. Like, with the whole thing with Julius Peppers, like, when we got rid of Julius Peppers, it was kind of like, oh, great. Julius Peppers didn't do shit last year. Fine. So long. You know, we don't need you. We'll get somebody else.
But they didn't.
Well, no, here's the thing. Look at what Peppers is doing in Green Bay. Basically, we were like, we're a good defense. You're not holding it up. It's not us. It's you. Now that we see Peppers, how good he's doing in Green Bay, Peppers is kind of like, no. It wasn't me. It was you.
Yeah. And a couple, you know, I've heard people also saying that it kind of looked like the Bears quit on the game. You know, they just kind of quit playing. And if that's happening, all the fucking coaches need to go.
There's
happened was when Andy Reid last year, his last year in Philadelphia, the players were giving up on him, and he was showing the door, which, I don't know.
The only thing with Andy Reid, though, Andy Reid had been there for a while. This is Mark Trestman's only second year. I don't think the Bears are going to get rid of him. I don't think they're going to pull a Cleveland Browns and go, oh, 2 years, bye.
The thing is, like with any team, when they're doing bad, it's either the quarterback's fault or the head coach's fault. No matter who you talk to, any fans, it's their fault. I mean,
and honestly, most of those people know that going into it. You know, they know as a quarterback, if a team isn't winning, you're getting the blame for it. It, which is fine. But I'm sorry, Jay Cutler's not helping himself. Because you know who was directly above Dalton on the QBR rating this week?
Jay Cutler.
It was single digits also. It was like he was at 6 and I saw Dalton at 4.
Damn.
They need to. I mean, the Bears, they have a lot of good years. They have a few bad years. This is going to be a bad year. I mean, they're probably already thinking, okay, let's hit the reset button and start over. But at this point, I mean, we're going into week 11. They might be giving up, and that is not good for the coaching staff or that organization as a whole. So they need to do something and quick.
Yeah, and they're, you know, I was hearing it. I didn't notice it when it was going on, but it sounded like some of the other quote unquote experts noticed that Forte wasn't being able to pick up a pass rush. And I don't know if that's a new thing, because I thought he was pretty good at that. But
maybe
he was one of the ones that just said, fuck it, I'm done.
One other thing is, because you're saying like the GM needs to go, he's fairly new. They only brought him in 2012. And
he's failing miserably bringing in young talent, evidently.
Not really. He drafted Alshon Jeffrey, one of their top.
On the offensive side that they didn't need weapons for. Great.
He drafted them in 2012. Yes, they needed weapons.
Yeah, at that time they did. Mm-hmm. Now they need a little defensive.
Yeah, now everything is going back to defense. And that's where they're just going to have to build. I mean, granted, his first draft looks pretty good. His second draft, which is his first one with Mark Trestman, is okay. The grade that with Mel Kiper gave them was a C+ overall. First year was just a C, and this year the draft is given a B, and I'm like, I don't know if I do that.
But you don't know what. It's 3 or 4 years down the road before you really know.
Yeah, and you're grading them on their college play, not how they're going to play in the pros. I mean, it's a totally different level.
And as a Cleveland fan, you know what these really good college players do when they get to the NFL.
Yeah. They do bad unless their name is Johnny Manziel and they're going to be awesome, right?
Yeah, just like Tim Couch was awesome. And
he was free. Goddamn. Actually, Couch was awesome for a little bit.
For like a year.
Oh, yeah.
Just like Derek Anderson.
Derek Anderson. Derek Anderson did a Brian Hoyer. He still beat your ass.
Okay, they can beat the Bengals all day on a Thursday. Let them play on a fucking Sunday at 1 o'clock. we'll find out here when we go to Cleveland.
4 years ago.
And if, 4 years ago. No.
One o'clock Sunday.
You like 4 o'clock. You like 4 years ago, we did this and this and this and this.
Those are significant games. Which actually, it brings up a good one good point that I actually want to go back about the Bears. Like, people, like, they had that 1 year, like I said, where they weren't that great. But it was also the year that the Browns were good. But going back to the Bears that year, and what really makes a team, granted, I don't remember their record offhand. I just know it was bad. It might have been 6-10.
Right.
They still, that year, regardless of how bad they were, they still swept the Packers. That says a lot. They had, because if I'm correct, that might have been Favre's last year.
Yeah, that was a bad year for the Packers.
They still made the playoffs. That's my thing. Granted, the Bears were bad that year. Packers were great, but we still beat their ass twice. And actually, I think the second game, Brett Favre threw an interception right to Brian Urlacher, and it was Brian Urlacher's first career interception touchdown. I think it was in Chicago. And he was, like, huffing and puffing getting it to the fucking end zone. He was like, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God.
It's great. It's great to watch those guys that don't run, you know, like 70 yards, you know, in a full game, have to run 70 yards at one time.
Yeah, by the time they hit the 5-yard line, they're like crawling, like, fucking help.
But yeah, I mean, the thing with Chicago, I mean, it's happening to all those teams that were good, like in Seattle. Seattle's having a not very good year, and what are you hearing? Oh, the team, you know, they don't like Russell Wilson, and you hear this shit, just... If winning, you start winning games, it's all going to be forgotten.
Yeah, it's kind of like San Francisco. They're having a...
Absolutely. You know, Harbaugh was...
Harbaugh and Kaepernick need to go. Well, yep. No, they don't. They're just not having a good year.
It's,
big deal.
It's funny. Harbaugh is rumored. I don't know how highly or true it is, but if they do get rid of Mark Trestman, he could very much wind up back home in Chicago.
Well, you know where else Harbaugh's rumored to be going to is Michigan.
I think he'd go to Chicago. I think he'd go to Chicago before Michigan.
I think he would go to Michigan first because he's a Michigan guy.
He's a Chicago guy too.
Yeah, but the college game is a little, I don't want to say easier, but it's less stressful.
Yeah, like look at Saban with Miami. I mean, he had a hell of a time with the Dolphins.
And they weren't that bad.
Yeah, but look at Chip Kelly.
No, they weren't.
Some guys are college guys, some guys are pro guys. God, there's been so many good college coaches come up, not do good. Spurrier, he's great in Florida, goes to, God damn it, where did he go? I thought he went to someplace in a pro team and it just didn't work. And then he goes back to South Carolina and is making them a contender, or made them a contender for a little bit. But
yeah, it's like Seattle's coach. I can't remember his name offhand.
Pete Carroll.
Yeah, I mean, well, USC, he's awesome. Yep. I mean, he's won a Super Bowl. I mean, he's adapted to it well.
Yeah, there's some guys that can. Well, Pete Carroll was an NFL guy before he was ever a college guy.
Right.
So, I mean, it just it depends on the personality.
Right.
All right, let's move on because we've spent a lot of time on that one segment. But we still have to go over how everybody did for the week. I think Joe's not playing anymore. So him and Fartnado are both zeros and probably closer to the end of the season. I will boot them both. But for right now, with 6 correct, the worst of the week was Boops. With a tie with 8 correct was Carp and DRG. A 4-way tie of 9 correct was Dan, Mart, Ant, and Jack. Singletary fuck up on my part made me at 10. And the top 2 hanging in at 11 was these 2 fuckers.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That's
2 closer to the top, I think.
Well, we'll look at that right now because the standings are, which I don't have up. I can't get it up here.
Sounds like a Shane problem.
Damn it.
And last place with, well, 12th place and 11th place are right now, obviously, Joe and Brian, Fartnado. Those aren't going to change. 10th place, Miguel, with 77 correct. 9th place, Soccer Fucker, with 83, would be Mart. 8th place, Dan, pick 6, with 85. 7th place, The Goonies, 88. 6th place, myself, with 89. 5th place, Carp, with 92. 4th place, Mop Jockey, with 93. 3rd place, Mr. DRG, with 94. 2nd place, Jack, with 95. And 1st place, Ant, with 96. So that's 1st and 5th place separate each other by 1 each.
Yep, and it's the way it was last week. I just moved up 1.
Ooh, fancy.
Yeah, I told you, I'm making a comeback.
Mm-hmm. You still think you're going to win? We're about halfway through the full season.
Yeah.
Counting postseason, it's about halfway.
Of course I think I'm going to win.
Sure. Just got to believe.
I do believe.
Right.
I just haven't broke my foot yet.
And going on to the fantasy portion, going over how everybody's doing. In 10th place, we have Carp's tip-top team at 2-8. I think, Carp beat me last week. 9th place, the real Joby Juniors at 3-7. A tie for 7th place is the Wyatt family, me and Jimmy Flash, Shane.
I whooped Dan's ass this week.
A 3-way tie for 4th place is Boobs Miguel, your champ, Mop, and the Fear Boners, the Ace.
Yeah, boy, I've taken a dive in that fucking league.
You were on a 3-game losing streak.
And they weren't even pretty games. I mean, I lost miserably.
3rd place, Jeff Fisher guys, Jack, at 6-4. Second place, Pin Me, Pay Me, Dan at 7-3. And still in fucking first place, a six-game win streak, 9-1, Plan B, Brian. This week he has Jimmy Flash.
I'll do it.
Easy win?
No, I'm taking him down.
Right now, Shane is projected as the favorite, 95.75 over 91.48. But I'm afraid I've got some bad news. He has two players out, one running back, one kicker. Yeah, I'm trying to look at what would. He has Bell as running back. That's gonna net him some yards, especially against Tennessee. Peyton Manning over with the St. Louis Rams. Yeah, you're fucked.
I mean, I had Marshawn Lynch drop 40. I had the fucking Eagles defense crack 31 up.
Yeah, you might not get that. I don't know if you're going to get that with Lynch this week.
No, but I mean, like,
I think you'll get that from Lynch. I don't think you'll get that from Philly's D ever again.
No, they were on fire. I mean, like, I was projected to lose against Dan, which, I mean, every week I log into fantasy football, I'm projected to lose, but I fucking blew him out of the water. I was like, hell yeah. I mean, Green Bay's kicker got me 15 points.
You blew him?
I did not blow him. I said
You know why?
You know why?
Shut up.
All right, let's go into how our picks for this week for our teams. I'll start with this earlier game. The 4-5 Minnesota Vikings at the 3-6 Chicago Bears. The Bears are a 3-point favorite. And if the Bears have a chance of beating any team, it's the Minnesota Vikings. But there's not much other than that they can beat right now. I'm going to go with the Bears.
I mean, Minnesota's defense is very good. And Minnesota's offense can be mediocre and beat the Bears' defense. So I'm taking Minnesota.
The key here is they are at Chicago. Granted, the Bears haven't played that great this year there. But Minnesota hasn't had a win there. In years. I think actually, if I'm correct, the last year they had one was one of the years Favre was there. And if I'm correct, it had to be Favre's last year there, because I know they could have lost there, but I know the Bears beat them right after the Metrodome had the massive collapse on them. And they had the outdoor game,
yeah,
which ended up being Favre's last game.
I'm gonna pick Minnesota. I have no faith in that Chicago defense to win a game.
And don't forget what we just got done saying about how the Browns had never won a road game in 4 or 5 years.
That's true. But like for me, that's part of it. But I think the main thing is this is what
you're a Bears fan.
Yeah.
Did I pick the Bears? Bears win last week?
No, I don't know. I don't remember.
No, he didn't. He picked Green Bay.
Everybody picked Green Bay and got it correct, dumbass.
Did they? I don't know. I thought you said you picked Cleveland to win.
Well, that's what I said, but I'm also going after what we had just talked about were the results for this past week. It doesn't matter what I said last week. It's what the results were. And what were the results earlier? Were you listening? Were you listening, Wayne?
No, I was not listening to you babble.
Yeah, don't like when people don't listen to you. Fucking hypocrite.
And?
Oh, here we go.
But no. This is Cutler's game to kind of pull an Aaron Rodgers and be like, relax. Granted, they're probably not going to make the playoffs. They're so far out of the playoffs, it's not even funny. But
yeah,
this is the Bears' chance to actually, the offense, to play good against a team. Because this offense, the Minnesota's offense, isn't going to put six touchdowns on them in one half.
You totally said that wrong. It's R-E-L-A.
But that's why
Minnesota's offense is shitty, but I'll take a shitty offense over a piss poor defense any day.
Agreed.
Yeah, this is also
this game could go either way. I mean, it's a tough game because it's two teams that aren't doing really good at all, but bad defense.
Minnesota's doing pretty well at 4-5.
It's just Chicago's defense.
They're at 4-5. The Bears are at 3-6. It's a one game difference.
Right. For a very, very young Minnesota team, that's pretty damn good.
I
think they're coming off a bye too, aren't they?
I think they are too.
Of course, that didn't do much help for the Bears, did it?
Yeah.
That's the worst part of that. They were coming off a bye and got lit up like that.
Did I say that in my rant?
Probably.
Look at
not on this one, but on probably on Macho Mania.
Yeah, because I said certain things in that one that I didn't say in this one. I said certain things I said in this one I didn't say in the other one. I said certain things the same.
Yeah.
But I don't know, because I look at the teams that the Vikings have beat, and it just makes me kind of undecided. They blew the Rams out. They put a whipping on the Falcons, which the Bears did too.
Everybody does.
They barely beat Tampa Bay, and they barely beat Washington. I don't have anything to really compare them with Tampa Bay and Washington, like of how the Bears are doing, because if the Bears play them, they play them later, but I'm not even 100% sure about that. I got their schedule up. I can look it up. They play Tampa later, and that's it.
Washington and Tampa are bottom-end teams.
Yeah.
They're not the teams.
But that's the thing. The Vikings barely beat them. But it's this year, and even though I bashed them earlier, but I thought it was a really good point, what from Michael Wilbon on PTI is saying, there's no like really awesome team this year. Because we are getting games where you're expecting someone to win, and they lose. For example, the fucking Steelers. Which we forgot to mention, which right now, first place in the AFC North, the Cleveland Browns, and I think that partially to the fucking Steelers laying a fucking egg. It wasn't an egg, but just completely losing to the fucking Jets.
No, that was a fucking egg laying. The only reason they were in that game was a fucking miraculous long touchdown.
Yeah. But
dude, I'm telling you, the Steelers play down to whoever the fuck they're playing.
Yeah.
And if they're playing bad teams, they play bad, which gives Tennessee a fucking chance.
But, yeah, we're going on tangent of picking teams. Like, yeah, I'm picking Chicago. You guys pick Minnesota. Okay, moving on.
Yep.
I'm willing to bet maybe me and a couple of people pick Chicago to win. We'll find out come 1 o'clock.
Yep.
Moving to another 1 o'clock game, we will go with a game that I'm very interested in. I'd like to sit down and watch the 4-5 Houston Texans at the 6-3 Cleveland Browns, first place in the AFC North. And ironically enough, I mean, we've played a lot of stuff from him, Mike Polk Jr. His first little bit was actually after the Browns' last game in Houston, of when they got completely obliterated by the Texans. And I'm curious to see now, 3 years later, how this is going to play out, but I'm picking Cleveland Browns.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I'm going to pick Cleveland too, but you're right. I am very curious in this game because Mallett's starting, and I want to kind of see if he can do anything. And the only thing that worries me is Cleveland is not good against the run, and Arian Foster is really good at running the ball. So it's I could see Houston winning, but I'm going to pick Cleveland.
Yeah, I'm picking Cleveland.
And I actually hit Cleveland on my pick.
Are you sure of that?
Yeah. Well, because some people don't know, and I've explained it. What I do is when I pick all my picks, I immediately start off and I pick every favorite. Like, without reading them, I just pick all the favorites. And then I go through game by game and switch them. And for some reason, for that game, I didn't fucking switch it. But right. I did say on the show, and I don't know. I think it's because we had so much fucking problems with the show that, you know. But anyway.
Yeah, there was issues.
Next up, no, they are. The 7-2 Philadelphia Eagles at the 6-3 Green Bay Packers. Sorry, I gotta pick the Packers. I mean, I hope Philly proves me wrong, but I just can't pick against them right now.
I'm picking Philly.
give me Green Bay.
Get your Philly fan.
Give me the hottest team in the NFC right now in Green Bay.
All right, and then leaves us with one.
I should leave this too.
Oh, yeah, I'm skipping Cincinnati.
Yeah, well, they probably will skip a game too.
The 5-3 Cincinnati Bengals at the 4-5 New Orleans Saints, which I am at right now. It's a 1 o'clock game. 1 o'clock game.
And I'm still going to take fucking New Orleans because Cincinnati sucks fucking dicks.
Yeah, I'm going to pick the Saints.
All right, I'm picking the Saints too. And now with the last one. We will go to your other team, the 2-7 Tennessee Titans at the 6-4 Pittsburgh Steelers at the 2-7 Tennessee Titans. I'm going to pick Pittsburgh Steelers, but I hope I'm wrong.
Oh, I always hope I'm wrong when I pick Steelers, but yeah, I can't see Tennessee winning this. There's no way.
With Pittsburgh playing down teams, I want to say Tennessee, but it's Tennessee, so I got to pick Pittsburgh.
All right. That will do it for picks for our teams. And now let's go to the email. And now that we're done with the email.
Yay!
Because
social media time.
Well, the emails are technically part of social media time.
Which
eventually, maybe next season, we'll come up with a segment name for this. But we will now go into tweets, which actually we had a fairly interactive one this week. Thank you, everybody who actually listens and tweets. Now, we will start with our own, the Mop Jockey, hashtag NFL Easy Picks. Dalton sucks.
Yep, does anything else need to be said?
No.
God, he fucking sucks. He's so bad. You fucking Bear fans think you have it bad with Cutler? I would trade you any day. Fucking day.
Yeah. Next up is Miguel, hashtag NFL Easy Picks. Thank you, at the Mop Jockey, for your local insight in keeping me from starting the, quote, the Red Super Soaker versus Cleveland, hashtag primetime.
And they refer to him as the Red Rocket, sir. As in South Park, Red Rocket. But yeah, you're welcome. Dalton sucks. God, fucking hate Andy Dalton.
Oh, I could kind of read this conversation, but basically I had talked about how last week there's a girl that I'm talking to who's a Steelers fan.
Oh, yeah.
And,
oh yeah,
the dating section of the show.
and he did put hashtag NFL Easy Picks on this, but the two replies end up having it. And I know you can find it if you just type in fat Pittsburgh Steelers fan, you'll see like this one like really large Steelers fan. And like she's surrounded by all these like skinnier girls, and she's like wearing this yellow Steelers shirt. But anyway, Ant wrote, "Is this the girl Ed Heavyset is chatting to? I think so." I wrote back, and you can find this picture too if you search the same thing. It's this really fat chick with this underwear that says Roethlisberger 7 on the ass.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that one. Yeah,
yes, I've seen that.
And I wrote back, she sent me this sexy pic too, hashtag NFL Easy Picks.
Isn't there a fucking picture of a really fat chick with like a Roethlisberger jersey on the back of a motorcycle with like half her ass back hanging out or something?
I've seen that too.
And then I also wrote, how did you know, hashtag NFL Easy Picks, and that's when Ant wrote back, I didn't, I just picked the most attractive Steelers fan I could see, hashtag NFL Easy Picks.
Wow.
Of the Steelers.
Next up, I swear people are telling me that I'm wrong way before we started, but Andy Anderson actually tweeted us, too. I swear he didn't do it last week, but I don't know. I'm lost.
I don't remember.
It was a few weeks ago.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure we knew he was listening.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure, so yes.
Anyway, hashtag NFL Easy Picks are making me depressed about my Cubs. Yes, the Rainbow District is by Wrigleyville.
Yep.
So, Andy Anderson, I'm sorry about my rant about the the Bears and everything, but you'll understand my frustration because I'm a big Browns fan. He also wrote, at Justin Bieber, part of Steeler Nation, and he sent a picture of him with a Steelers player, which there's this curse of Justin Bieber now. Like, it's the new Tony Romo. Like, he shows up for a game for somebody, and they lose, and he's now a part of the curse. And he also wrote on it, another reason to hate the Steelers, hashtag NFL Easy Picks.
Yeah, I saw on the front page of ESPN that fucking one of the Steelers had to come out and say, no, Justin Bieber was not the reason we lost the game. Are you fucking serious? People are so fucking stupid.
All right, got three in a row here from Ant. He says, hashtag NFL Easy Picks, Beckham is the best rookie receiver. My New Jersey shall don his name. And he poked fun at me on Facebook of... he's buying a jersey of a rookie that's actually getting playing time. But granted, my rookie that I'm buying his jersey from, he's still sold more jerseys than a lot of teams combined.
Yes.
That's not saying much because that's all Cleveland has. Cleveland has hope in a guy that they've never seen play an NFL game.
No, we have other.
Yes.
No.
No,
really?
They got a couple other guys that they can believe in, too.
Gordon?
How long is he going to be in before he gets suspended again?
Cameron?
Cameron's taken a large step back from what he was in years past.
And Hayden, which actually those three people plus Manziel were my four jersey options.
Well, I mean, if you're going to get a Gordon jersey, you better get it soon because they'll be taking him off the market once he gets suspended again.
They won't take him off the market. How dumb are you?
No, they'll take him off of there to sell him at discount because they don't want to fucking advertise his dumbass.
No, they still sell them on the... I can go to the Browns website where I bought this from and still buy a Cribs jersey.
Cribs didn't get suspended.
Cribs still...
I think you can still get...
Cribs is still not a part of the team.
I think you can still get Ray Rice jerseys.
No, I don't think you can get Ray Rice.
No, I don't think you can get a Ray Rice. I know you can't get an Aaron Hernandez.
No, you cannot get an Aaron Hernandez.
No.
So what do you think they're going to do when Gordon gets himself suspended?
I don't think he's going to do it again. I think the kid's going to come back with his head on his shoulders, and he's going to play some good football.
You know what? On his ninth chance.
You know why?
You know what? On his ninth try to not fuck up, I don't think he's going to do it. He's fucked up this many times. He's going to be a fuck up. He's a fuck up, period.
You're a bitter old man.
Fuck up.
No, once you fucking show a pattern of what you are what you fucking are.
Yeah, like Pac-Man.
No, because people in those situations can't change. You have to have something happen to you that can't alter your life.
Like Michael
losing Vick. losing out on multiple millions of dollars wasn't enough for the first time. So it took three more times for him to get suspended.
He didn't lose multi-million dollars.
Oh yes, he did. How much would his contract have been worth if he hadn't got suspended the first time?
Wait a minute. He's still on his rookie contract, I think.
I know. How much would his contract have been worth when he went and said, "Here's what I did for you, pay me."
Give me some money. Yeah. And how much would it have been? That because he's always been suspended.
Played, right. He played what, six games the first year because the other six he was suspended.
I don't remember. I don't remember the exact numbers, but with him, this is the moment. This is the part where it's life altering.
And you throw Pac-Man out there. Pac-Man got suspended once. And has not he's only been suspended once. And he has not made a blip on the disciplinary end of anything since.
Go for him.
Some people can turn it around after the first fuck up, but after four of them, I'm done with you.
But thing is, he's constantly getting drug tested now. Tell me, what's the difference?
He got nabbed for a fucking DUI.
Right, that alcohol is going to be a...
So he was under suspension for pot and gets nabbed for a fucking DUI. I mean, what the fuck?
How many DUIs has he had?
I don't know, just one that I know of. But
that's the thing. How many multiple offenders of DUIs are in sports? Normally, you hit one.
But the difference is now they're actually doing something about the DUIs.
Yeah. So the guy gets one DUI and that's what you hold him accountable for?
No, I hold him accountable for the one DUI, the two drug suspensions.
He's still getting drug tested. He's still passing them.
So he stopped doing the drugs, but he ain't stopped fucking up.
Of course he stopped fucking up. When's the last time he got in trouble?
The DUI. Earlier this year.
Earlier this year. When?
Yeah.
I don't remember exactly when. It was earlier this year.
But nothing's happened since then. So, and at this point, he stopped.
So for 6 months, he's been good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're bitter old.
You act like it's an accomplishment for a motherfucker not to get in trouble in 6 months.
Going by his record, guess what? Yes, it is. That is an accomplishment. Do you understand, baby steps and progress are?
He's a fucking adult. Grow the fuck up and be an adult.
And be a better old man. Thank you, Mop the Hitman Jockey.
Moving on.
Really, is this your show?
Well, fuck, you two are going to get ready to start throwing dukes over here.
Throwing dukes.
No, we ain't.
Throwing deuces?
Dukes.
Okay.
We're not going to throw fucking blows over fucking Josh Gordon. Come on now.
Shane likes to throw around blows.
Shut up.
He throws them around for real.
All right. Hashtag NFL, going back to our tweets. AnthoVigilante, hashtag NFL Easy Picks. How it's going to go down, LOL. The Giants record, and this is a picture and he has it written down. 3-5 now. Giants. Win at Seattle. Win versus San Francisco. Win versus Dallas. win at Jacksonville, win at Tennessee, win versus Washington, win at St. Louis, and win versus Philadelphia. He's saying they're going to end at 11-5.
No fucking way.
Except for they lost to Seattle.
Yeah, they got beat the fuck up by Seattle.
So
it's already wrong.
Yeah, yep. So it's already wrong. No, I mean, honestly, in that division, if they go on a run like they did the two Super Bowl years, absolutely they could make the playoffs and be, you know, 10-6. But I just don't see it happening. They're too inconsistent. And if I from what I was hearing of the announcers during that game, they have no pass rush. They have nothing on that off that defensive line. Pierre-Paul has not been anything that they thought he was going to be. And it looks to me like Justin Tuck was a big ass loss.
Anyway, moving on.
Yep.
Another one from Ant. Last one from Ant. Hashtag NFL Easy Fix. My favorite player in the NFL, Lynch. Not today, he's not.
Yeah. Dude, he is a freak. Jesus Christ. Just to think, to watch him when he is on, there is not a better running back in the NFL.
It's amazing to see how he is in Seattle, because when he was here in Buffalo, he was all right, but here's a case of when he was getting in trouble a lot, too.
Mm-hmm.
He goes to Seattle, cleans up his shit, and now I think he's top five in the NFL running back-wise.
Well, also, kind of going back on the topic, you want to talk about motherfuckers who constantly do shit, keep fucking up, and then all of a sudden turn the straight and narrow. Dez Bryant.
Yes.
Yeah.
For the longest time, every time you turned around, that motherfucker was doing something. But what took for him to go the straight and narrow, as far as what I understand, was, I mean, granted, I think he might have had some talks with some veteran players, but supposedly he had to get a like security detail from the Cowboys. And the curfew. Yes,
Jerry Jones paid people to babysit a fucking grown goddamn adult. Anyway.
And I actually give him credit. You hadn't heard anything bad about him until I think it was this weekend. It had been said that Friday or Saturday night he broke curfew. I didn't read for what. I just heard that he broke curfew and that was it. I'm like, well, as long as nothing fucking happened, fine.
Yeah, I mean, okay, he came in late, big deal, shit happened, could have got caught at a red light and made him 30 seconds late, but...
No, I guarantee it wasn't a 30-second violation.
But
yeah, I mean, I'm just saying, it could be something minor, it could be something major, we don't know.
Regardless, how I'm looking at it, okay.
What is the deal with fucking going to England and getting fucking in trouble?
I don't know.
There was a player in one of the earlier games got sent home for his conduct in New England, or in England, and it was not a big name player, it was an off-name player, like an offensive lineman of some sort. He got sent home.
You're talking about the New England player.
No, I was thinking Atlanta. Got sent home because of his conduct while he was, is something about tearing up the hotel room and fucking getting into it with the hotel security and
putting balls in tea.
Yeah, and then something about a bunch of them missed fucking some kind of meeting because they were on the wrong time schedule.
Oh, well, that was...
Yeah, dude, what the hell's the deal with that?
That was... Fuck.
Yeah, I don't remember offhand.
I remember hearing about that he was sent back to the States because of his conduct, but I can't remember his name because it wasn't a...
No, big name one of them was... Is that RG3?
It could have been. No, because they weren't in England.
Because there was somebody with a storage.
So it's been Miami and Oakland. It was Atlanta and Detroit, and it was
Dallas and Jacksonville.
There was a rookie player that got. He went to a movie instead of
It said his time was off. I don't remember what the fuck that.
We're in Babylon.
Yeah, exactly. We need to get this done,
and we still got more tweets.
Good Lord,
good.
Don't shut
keep
the fuck
coming.
Up. Anyway, one more from Andy Anderson. The hashtag Bears are making me feel like a Brit who was told they can't have the @WWE network. Hashtag NFL Easy Picks. Hashtag Tweet the Table. I guess we're doing. Hopefully that gets read on the other show so we get cross promotion, motherfuckers.
Yeah, that didn't work that way.
Yeah, that's a shitty situation on both ends right there.
Yeah.
All I know is us real Americans got the goddamn network. Fuck him, goddamn Brits.
Mm-hmm.
Then we got. Last one from Carp at Heavyset 330. Hope you're not watching what Mr. Rogers is doing to the Bears. Hashtag go pack go. Hashtag NFL Easy Picks. Fuck you.
Yeah, that neighborhood that neighborhood wasn't much fun Sunday night, was it?
No.
Understatement. Nope.
All right. Now getting to the rest of the picks. We have the Thursday night game, the 5-4 Buffalo Bills at the 5-4 Miami Dolphins. I'm going out on a limb here, and I'm going to pick the Buffalo Bills.
I don't know, that defense got kind of shitty at the end. Miami's playing some phenomenal football lately. I got to go with the Dolphins.
Yeah, give me the Dolphins.
Next up, we have the 6-3 Seattle Seahawks at the 6-3 Kansas City Chiefs. And I'm going to go with my preseason pick of who's going to win the Super Bowl. And I'm going to pick the Kansas City Chiefs.
I agree. I'm going to take the Chefs also at Arrowhead.
They're playing Seattle?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I'm picking Seahawks.
But they're not playing at Seattle.
I don't care.
Okay, just making sure, because the Seahawks are, you know, that home field advantage that they sometimes have.
Yes, but they got Marshawn Lynch. Enough said.
And watch, he doesn't do shit, you're going to be pissed.
Fuck yeah.
All right, the 7-2 Denver Broncos at the 3-6 St. Louis Rams. Yeah, Denver Broncos.
Denver Broncos.
Yep, give me Denver.
The 5-4 San Francisco 49ers at the 3-6 New York Giants. I'm going to pick the 49ers.
Same, 49ers.
Yep, 49ers.
The 1-8 Tampa Bay Buccaneers at the 3-6 Washington Redskins. I'm going to have to pick the Redskins.
Goddamn, I don't know.
Yeah, Tampa Bay is awful, but you know who really loses is us if this game fucking happens.
Yeah, I'm going to pick Washington.
Next up, the 3-6 Atlanta Falcons at the 3-6-1 Carolina Panthers. I'm going to go with the favorites here, Carolina.
I'm going to take Atlanta.
Yeah, I'm going to take Atlanta.
And Mop, you didn't correct me earlier. The 5-3-1 Cincinnati Bengals, because Yahoo doesn't fucking put that shit up there, and I don't know why.
I don't fucking care. Fuck the goddamn Bengals. So fucking depressing.
Right in the pussy.
The
0-9 Oakland Raiders at the 5-4 San Diego Chargers, and with a 98% pick rate, San Diego Chargers. A 10-point favorite.
I am going to take San Diego, and the fact that Phillip Rivers doesn't make it out of the third quarter because they're up by so much.
Fucking Oakland, damn.
They're bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, we've all asked Tampa Bay about being bad, but fuck.
And they actually showed a little bit in the first quarter against Denver, but...
Yeah, they were hanging with them, but...
Oh, they picked Manning off twice in the first quarter, and then Manning decided to start playing.
Yeah.
Like, I teased you fuckers long enough. Game time.
Yep.
Next up, we have the 7-2 Detroit Lions at the 8-1 Arizona Cardinals. Arizona Cardinals are only a 1.5-point favorite, but I'm going to pick the Detroit Lions.
Man, this ought to be one hell of a game.
Yeah, but
I can't not pick the Redbirds. I said I'm sticking with them, and I'm goddamn it, I'm gonna stick with them.
Who's their backup quarterback?
Stanton.
Yeah, because Palmer's out for the year now.
Yeah, he's done. But the difference between Stanton and Palmer really isn't that much. So,
man, I'm riding me some Detroit coattails this year. I'm gonna pick the Lions.
All right, and the last game of the week. The Sunday night game, this should be fairly interesting. The 7-2 New England Patriots at the 6-3 Indianapolis Colts. I'm going to have to go with the minor underdog on this one. I like the Patriots in this one.
Yeah, Patriots at home. It's at Indy, ain't it? You know what? Give me Indy.
Nah, I'm going to say New England.
All right, that'll... do it for us here this week on NFL Easy Picks right here on KFA Sports Radio, where it's all the work. Do you guys want to throw out your Twitter information like you do every single week?
At the Mop Jockey.
At FTW780.
At Cool as a Cucumber FTW.
Fuck off.
Cool as a Cucumber.
Fuck off.
Cool as a Cucumber in your butthole.
All right. Moving on.
Evidently, there's no Wi-Fi in his butthole no more. We didn't get any emails from the butthole.
Yeah. And, of course, you can find me at HeavySet330. You can find the show at NFL Easy Picks, the network, which I never used a fucking Twitter for. I need to really get on that, at KFave Sports. And email us anythingpicks@gmail.com or use hashtag NFL Easy Picks. and we'll read your tweets on the show. So thank you for listening, and we will catch you next week right here on NFL Easy Pick, right here on KFA Sports Radio, where it's all at work. And that's the end of regulation time. Thank you for listening to NFL Easy Picks on Kayfabe Sports Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at Kayfabe Sports and at NFL Easy Picks. Email the show at anythingpicks@gmail.com and be sure to use hashtag NFL Easy Picks.